It looked like Vince was just kind of off by himself over there today, and nobody paying much attention to him.
No, he's got practice script in his hand. He's watching practice. That's what he's doing. He's following right along. It's been good. He's in the meetings, got his rehab done today, and he's doing well.
Do you have a timetable for him to return to practice?
Do not, no. It's all dependent on how his knee comes along.
Coach, how much do you look forward to maybe a nicer day wind-wise to where Carey can maybe do a little bit more than he was able
to
do?
I mean, it was very unusual conditions in the ballgame, but, you know, we got done what we needed to do, and so we're expecting good weather this weekend. And, you know, the challenge is not going to be the weather. It's going to be their defense and what they've done, you know, throughout the offseason. And they really had a promising preseason and kind of, you know, they went up to Pittsburgh and got caught a little off guard up there. But, you know, Pittsburgh's a tough place to play. But this is a unique situation for the Texans. I think as the week moves on, we'll get more and more information regarding the hardship and the tragedy associated with the storm, and not only with the organization, but everybody there in South Texas. I can only imagine what they've gone through when you hear stories of trees falling through players' houses and one player that has power inviting the others over to his house, and same thing with the coaches. And for them to get back to work yesterday was tremendous for them. So this is going to be a bonding experience for them. So they're going to be very focused as far as this game's concerned. And, you know, they're a very, very dangerous team.
Back to Carey, though, how much can you open up the offense more because of maybe the conditions won't be as...
Well, we'll be able to utilize the whole game plan. So we're still, you know, in the midst of putting it together. We're through with day one, and, you know, we'll hopefully have enough things to give us a chance to make some plays.
Was Kevin Mawai okay from where you got dinged up the other day in Cincinnati?
Yeah, he's fine. He practiced today. You know, it's just, I think Lindell hit him so hard, kind of adjusted his back. He feels better now than he did before the game.
In many ways, is Chris kind of a real X factor to keep people from really firing after Carey?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the one thing about Chris is if they want to bring him, Chris will block him. That's the one thing he can do, and that's a good thing. Now it's our jobs, you know, as coaches, to figure out ways to get him blocked and get him out. You know, and that's that. You know, once you get him the ball in open field, he's fairly dangerous.
Robbie pointed out 1999, last time for 2-0. There have been some slow starts around here. How do you like a fast start?
Well, you know, you always want to start fast if possible, you know, because we divide the season up into quarters, and so you'd like to have a lead at the end of the first quarter. And so we're in that one-at-a-time mode right now with a great deal of respect for this week's opponent, and, you know, we have to execute the game plan, stay focused.
How much do you pay attention to the other teams in the AFC South? For example, Bob Sanders is going to be out for a long time. Do you even pay any attention to that mess?
No, we're just trying to win the next game, you know, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, when there's a game between teams in our division, you know, somebody's going to, you know, someone's going to lose it. And so that'll be something to watch up there between those two teams.
Is LaBelle getting any closer to being able to make a cut?
I think he's got a chance this week, yeah. I mean, you know, physically wise, he's doing well, and, you know, we're getting more involved in the plan, so I think he's got a chance.
How impressed are you with the young defensive lineman that Houston has?
Well, you know, they haven't gotten the attention that's been due to them. They are very, very talented up front. You know, Mario had 15 sacks last year. He has already had two and played in one game. And a lot of that has to do not only with his skills, but with the skill level of the players around him. They're bringing it. They're collapsing the pocket. And they did a nice job putting pressure on Pittsburgh and throughout the preseason. So this is the strength of their team. It's their front seven, not to be disrespectful of their secondary, but it is their, without question, the strength of their defensive football team. And there's not a lot of time to throw the ball, and the quarterback has to make decisions quickly.
The pressure you all have been getting with your D-line, how much does that allow maybe creativity with the back seven?
Well, you know, we have to work with them. For example, last week we didn't get the pressure that we wanted. They knew that we were going to get it, and they kept people in. So when people keep people in and change protections or throw it quick, then you have to adjust your secondary. So, you know, if there's three guys out and around and third and long, then, you know, we got to cover just a little bit longer and fit and match up better. So, you know, you can adjust based on really, you know, you assume we can get pressure, but the offense can do something about it. If they do, then the secondary has to adjust.
In the past, you guys have been able to devour Texans quarterbacks. What kind of changes have they tried to make before this year?
Well, they've got an offensive change. Coach Sherman is no longer with them, and Coach Gibbs is there now, and they've done a pretty good job protecting the quarterback in the past, and you can see it. And, you know, Schaub throughout the preseason and even in the Pittsburgh game, you know, he's 25 for 33 against their defense. He's 75% completion, and so he knows where to go with the football. So they're more in the mode of get rid of it rather than hold it for a long time and take your chances and get hit.
Back with what you said at the very beginning. In other words, you could have a game coming up like the New Orleans Saints had going back into Superdome to rally the whole state, which adds more emotion.
I believe there'll be some extenuating factors from a motivational standpoint. And you can't help but hope for them. I mean, obviously, we can't. You know, we can be sympathetic to the tragedy and what happened from a personal side, but from a professional side, we've got to win this game. But, you know, I can appreciate what they've gone through. You know, when you show up to work and, you know, there's water damage in the building and the roof's blown off the facility and there's sirens going on and you know, you're worried about your house and the tree in your living room. I mean, it's a distraction. So they've gone through an awful lot the last 5 days, and from a league standpoint, you have to support and support them for what they've been through, and obviously wish them success.
What about Mr. Adams? Has he gone through anything?
There's been some, yeah, he had some minor damage to the house, but everything as far as the Adams family and you know, his the immediate relatives and things are okay.
You said the other day that you hadn't had a chance to tell Vince that he wouldn't necessarily get a starting job back when his knee felt better. How did it go over when you did tell him?
You know, Vince clearly understands the situation, and he's working, as I said, as I'll say again, he's working to get his knee back and get back in the swing of things and get back on the practice field. That's his focus right now.
Will he be on the sideline Sunday or somewhere else?
You know, I haven't really decided yet. I mean, there may be some benefit to having him go upstairs in the box and watching the game from that perspective with the call, but I haven't decided yet. You know, the response I got from Keith Bullock when he subbed for Eddie George in Green Bay, he said that, I mean, it was a great experience for him just to see the game from a different perspective.
Right,
and so it might be beneficial. Whatever we do with Vince on Sunday will be what's best for Vince.
How far along is Chris Sims getting the offense under him?
He's got a better feel for what we're doing. You know, each day he's learning more and more, and you know, he made some checks on the line scrimmage today, which is good.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.